Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you all here this morning. We were supposed to be there in a place called Nilshi, but God has some plans, and we believe He has greater plans. And I want to start with an apology to all of us that, like, we could not make it. And we'll try our best to see the best possible ways that certain things does not repeat. By the way, Thursday morning, 7:30, we sent few messages for a group of people to come. So we sent a message to all of them to come and meet because we want to do packing. We want to buy some stuff. We want to do some things. So 7:30 in the morning, sent a message to a group of people. And they said, yes, we all will be there. Thumbs up. And 8:30, we get a call from YMCA. And desperately someone trying to reach us. And, three calls, four calls, five calls. And we were like, why? why so? And then we picked up the call and they asked us for safety concerns. They said, we would not, we don't want you guys to travel. So, that is what the thing is. And then, I have to send messages back to people saying that don't come. And they were like, what happened? And, I don't want to say to them, saying that, on WhatsApp. But things have gone. So apologies. We wanted rain. That's the reason we planned during rainy season. We wanted to go to a place, a place like Nilshi during rains. That's the reason it was planned during rains. But we didn't respect, we didn't expect this kind of rain. We just halted Mumbai, halted Pune, and, there was a big thing. And I'm just asking God, even now, God, why? Because it never happened. 3 years, we have been going there to that place, but this is the first time we have to take a step back. Till God responds, if God responding to you, you can come back to us and share that to us. Till the time, I'm also reflecting on God and asking God that, God, why? This, okay? With that lighter note, yes, happy to see all of us here. Even though we are not there, we are there in God's presence. And we know that we will soon plan that out and we would have a wonderful time as a family camp in this coming days, okay? So we will keep you posted. We already contacted, contacting people for resources and dates, but, we will get back to you as soon as possible. Okay, so apologies. Yes, the sermon I'll update on that later. So let's move ahead to the sermon. And we have been doing this series, a sermon series on. Any one of us want to share anything where we were doing a sermon series on which topic? Oh, sorry. Okay. Endurance. Okay, so last week we had someone taught us about, Uncle Stephen taught us about endurance. Endurance is perseverance, persevering, not giving up, holding on to the last moment, and we know and we believing in that God is in full control of this. Okay, and we looked at many individuals who endured, and this morning we would look at as a family how you can endure. Okay, so how as a family how you can endure. Before that, we saw Paul's life last week, where a man, we can say that he sets a bar to us as a human. Jesus has set that up on top of him. But Apostle Paul sets a very high standard for us on perseverance. He was put it in a prison. He was been stoned. He was beaten. He many days he has gone in hunger, without food, no money. People who were there with us moved out back, and he was the one who was going. But if you look at it in the end, what does he say? He say, I have ran a good race. I fought a good fight. And he sets an example for us that how in life we should persevere. And we believe God's heart for all of us here to persevere. In life, we would have challenges. In life, we would have difficulties. In life, we will have setbacks. In life, things the way we expect will not go. So how do we deal with it? And God calls us to endure. And this morning, we were going to look at, as a family, how we are going to endure. Okay? How, as a family, we are going to endure. God made an institution called family. We all know when God created Adam, he saw Adam and he said, you can't be alone. And you have to be, you know, like God gave Eve to Adam. And before that, God said, be blessed, you know, fruit, be fruitful and multiply. So God's institution of family, you know, where God has asked that to live as a family, be a blessing, be multiply, be fruitful. But we see over the period of time, you know, after the creation, we see this family, you know, there are a lot of issues in family. We see Cain and Abel's issues where, you know, they are kind of like against each other. We see issues in family where like, you know, Eve is challenging Adam, saying that, you know, it's because of you I had these issues. So we see all this, you know, in a family where they are facing this this challenge of crisis. And this morning, I believe God wants us to endure as a family. So you're sitting to your neighbor and say, you know, God is asking me to endure as a family. Okay, so when we are in family, we are not alone, right? When we are when we are in family, you are not alone. You have, you know, if you are not married, you have mother and father. If you are married, you have your spouse. You have, you know, if you have children, so you have children. So all of us have to live together, right? All of us to have lived together, yes? If you ask the youngsters, they will say that, you know, I don't want to live with my parents. I want to, you know, live alone. So all of us kind of want to live together. That is how God created this institution as family. The challenge of this institution is each one is very dynamic. Okay? Each one is very dynamic. The husband is very dynamic in his own way. The spouse is very dynamic in his own way. The children are very dynamic in the way they do. You know, everything doesn't fall the way the institution has been formed. Or, you know, you go to one family, you see things happening differently. You go to another family, you see, you know, things happening differently. So this institution performs very differently. And there are a lot of dynamics. When we have a lot of dynamics, there are challenges of conflicts. There are challenges where we don't, you know, accept each other the way they are. You know, we can have, you know, we can have crisis. So there are challenges where we can face as a family, okay? And this institution of family, the enemy is all around to hit it, okay? This institution of family, you know, people say, you break a family, you break a nation, okay? Means you destroy your family, you destroy a nation. So the family has that power of, you know, making a nation or taking away a nation. So this family has always been attacked, and God wants us to kind of endure. In family, there are conflicts. There are different styles, dynamics, maturity. You know, each one is matured very differently. And definitely, there are conflicts which arise. So God asks us, like, how do we endure these conflicts? Okay? When conflicts arise in families, families in the sense, if you're not married, we are talking conflicts among yourself and your mother and father. If conflicts arise in your family, you are married, then about you and your spouse. If conflicts arise when you, if you have children, it's about, you know, your wider family of husband, wife, and children, okay? When conflicts arise, it either can drive us closely to God and each other as a family. Means there are conflicts arise in a family, it can either bring all of us together and make us strong, or if conflicts arise in a family, it can just take us away from God and from each other. So this morning, God has brought us together this morning. If you're not married, don't think that, like, you know, I don't have to. But it's about endurance. It's about trusting. It's about moving in faith, you know, as a family during conflicts. The next thing which I want to talk about is hardship. Okay? You know, as a family, we may have certain hardships. Variety, you know, a lot of issues. You know, there would be variety of issues like illness. You know, there are loss of jobs. Failure in academics can hit us anytime as a family. And then we as a family, how do we respond towards it? That matters. Are we enduring it? Are we moving ahead, persevering it? Or are we taking us a back step? As I said, mentioned earlier, it can either bring us together, illness can bring us together as a family, or illness can take us away from God and as a family. And you would say, like, you would serve, and you would say, serve for a year. You know, someone who's ill, serve for 2 years. Then you would say, it become a burden to me. Okay? There are chances. If there is a loss of job in someone in our family, and things were going well during that, you know, everything was going well when the person was working. Now, loss of job, and for a year there is no job. And then you come to a place saying that, aap to fukat mein kha rahe ho, hamara. Mere mehnat ka paisa aap kha rahe ho. So you have all these patterns, and you bring all this together, and there is where we as a family, you know, where we have people. We have people from the scriptures who have set that bar for us, and the greatest thing which Jesus has set for us. So we talked about hardship. We talked about conflicts. Definitely it will happen. Different dynamics, hardships, loss of job, illness, you know, failure in academics. Someone will fail. Someone will pass if you have children. And how do we respond in our family? That is what God is interested in us this morning. Okay. So hardship strikes our family, it can either take us close to God or either it can take us away from God. Then there are family, there can be relationship crisis. It can hit us hardly. In our relationship between children, you know, parents and children, it's not good. You know, there are many stories where there's a friction between parents and children. Then there are friction between husband and wife. In relationship, there can be a relationship crisis. In all this, God want us to endure. Okay? Tell your neighbor, it is not stepping back. It is stepping forward. Yeah? When there is conflicts, hardship, when there is relationship crisis, we are not in a position where we would say that, no, yaar, enough. Main piche hatta hoon. No. God's heart is that we move forward. We take that step forward in faith. Okay? In John 16, okay, verse 23 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So, the Bible is very clear. It's talking about to have peace in midst of crisis, peace in midst of conflict, peace in midst of relationship issues. The Bible doesn't say that you will not have all that. The Bible says you will have all that. You need to endure it. But, you know, take heart. I will give you the strength. You know, that's a promise from God. So as a family, it should not be taken as a surprise for us when things does not work the way we want. You know, Jesus clearly mentioned that in your life, you will have trouble. But the good news is, Jesus has said, I have overcome the world. Okay? When there is a relationship crisis, there is conflicts, there are issues, take heart. Where Jesus is saying, don't worry, I have overcome that world. That should give us the assurance this morning that it is nothing which is impossible for us to come out of it. We have His grace. So tell your neighbor, for my family, I have the grace of God. Okay? As I said, you know, our conflicts, issues, things can just kind of like take out or like which can just bring to a place where we can just say that we don't need God or we don't need this family or people. Okay? So there's always an attack, and this morning we all are here because God wants us to take it ahead, not taking a step back, but God is asking us to persevere, move ahead, not giving up hope, not giving up that this will not change, but things kind of like can change. You know, one of the things which I remind myself, or God reminds me very often time when I pray for people or pray for myself, I still remember I used to pray, you know, a prayer when kind of I was not married. I was staying with my parents, and I did not have a good relationship with my father, and my father kind of like, you know, he used to do things on his own. So my prayer is for all of those, like, you know, this person, Lord, help him. this person, Lord, help him. But for this person, that is my dad, I know he will never change. Okay? So, my statement was very clear. Okay? Means, for years we have seen that change has not happened. So, my prayer was, Lord, help my father, help my mother, help my sister, help me. But for this person, he will never change. Okay? So, that was kind of prayer. But I just tell you, it took so many years for us to see that change. One day God changed that person. And it took 30 plus years for me to see that change. And I saw that change. I saw him as a changed person. And just God reminded me saying that, your prayer, you know, what about your prayer? Everyone in this world can change, but not this person. And God reminded me saying that, this is what, you know, it's not. God can work and God loves people. God loves our family. The institution which God created is he knows that what is best for us as a family. Maybe we have an abusive father. Maybe we had an abusive mother. Maybe had our siblings who are not good. But it is an institution which God has created where we all have to endure it and move forward. We can't cut it and say, you live my life, I live my life, because things are not working out. So what does you mean by enduring it? Okay? What does it mean by enduring it? One of the things where people don't endure is frustration. What is it? Yeah. I believe that no one here has frustration. Is the statement true or false? Yeah, I believe that no one here has frustration. False. Yes? Everyone here has frustration. When there is crisis, enduring conflicts, and conflicts, relationship issues, something which boils down is, inside the family is frustration. You know, you feel that no. And this is what this is something which I can't tolerate. This is something which I can't take it more. This is something which, you know, and we get frustrated. But as we read the verse, Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 33, I told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Okay, not frustration. Jesus says you should have peace. And I have overcome the world. I will give you the strength. Okay? So whenever there is frustration ahead, allow ourselves to know that my Lord has overcome this. And he can help me. But one guarantee is things will definitely work out. 100% sure. I can write it in board paper. Things will change. You know how? Maybe the other person change 100%. Or maybe you change. Because of the other person. Change is definitely going to happen. And that's a promise. Either you change yourself, we change ourselves, God changes us, not the other person. But there are chances where God changes the other person and we are like that. But change is there, 100% assured, you know, by God. And the million dollar question. What if nothing changes? Correct? What if nothing changes? You know, just read this out. To endure is more than just continuing to exist. It is continuing to exist in the same manner as before the suffering began. Okay? Many of us say we endure in the family. We endure things. You know, we are able to take it. Suffering, conflict. But we have become more angry. We have become a person who is more angry now. We have become a person more of, you know, less of patience because of conflict. But endurance is not that, like, you know, you lose something which you had before. If you had peace, we had peace before. I need to have the same peace even in the family. Enduring is not something, you know, like just going in a wave, you know, paisa, you know, you just lie down and say, like, take me wherever you want me to take me. It's not like that. But it is, enduring is a concept where God, you know, it's a heart of God where it says, Nothing should change. We should be the same person as before. If someone loses a job in my family, nothing should change. I should do the same thing which I did for that person before. If there are frictions in the family between husband and wife, nothing should change. My love should be the way Christ loved to that person. If that is not happening, then we are not enduring. We are just calling that as endurance, saying that I am there. But we have changed ourselves over the period of time as per situation. But the Bible says, I'll give you peace. Don't worry. I will give you the strength. I have overcome the world. So, you know, you will also overcome it. So, you know, why this message for all of us? We all are here this morning because God wants us to hear this out very clearly. Okay? And as I said, it can either bring us close to that person and God, or either this heart of God, the word of God, can just remain as a word and it will not make any difference in our lives. You know, if I want to bring this up, Paul, Apostle Paul, which we saw, he was the same. He was the same before suffering. He was the same after suffering. He did not change. He did not say, because things did not work out, so let me just hold on out of it. No, he did not say. His language did not change. His love towards the people who persecuted him did not change. His passion for the gospel did not change. Everything remained same for him. So we need to know, he did not change. So when we are enduring it, if you want to really see yourself saying that, you know, I am enduring it today, this morning, just see, have you changed in that process? Your language has changed. Your love towards that person has changed. If it is that a case, that means we are actually not enduring it. We are actually suffering in it. Okay, so we can call that as a suffering of ourselves. Okay, we make ourselves suffer in all this. Okay, so what if things does not change? Things does not change, but we don't change. Things does not change in family, but we don't change. The gospel should speak to us the same it spoke to us before the conflict, before the crisis, before issues. Okay? So, tell your neighbor, I will try myself best not to change as per the situations. Okay? Things should remain the same. Our love towards people should remain the same. Our affection should remain the same. Why this is? It is God's institution. God gave you that spouse. God gave you that children. God gave you that thing. God gave you that job. God gave you that health. It is not that we made everything of our own and progress, of our own and we have made progress. It is not. So, endure it. Okay? If the person does not change, we should endure it. The another thing which I want to say is like, enduring simply doesn't mean that we bear it. Okay? We feel sad. We feel betrayed. We feel angry. These emotions are very common when there is perseverance in family, when there are things which is not going in our direction in our family. But what we should do that in one way is it should not affect us, you know, our spiritually. It should not affect us physically. There are some people will not eat food for months. Okay, in our home initially when we both used to get, we used to fight, one thing which I will do is I'll not eat food. Okay. But slowly you have to come in the night and grab something. Okay, so things need to kind of like to be, you know, it's not that this emotions which we have is wrong, or we are angry, we are frustrated because of some person not responding. It's all okay. But if we take that as a bitterness in our heart, there is where the problem arises. If If because of that, it has caused bitterness in our life. It has affected us spiritually. If it has affected us physically, that is the problem. There is the problem. Otherwise, there is no problem. So, having those emotions of frustration is fine. Someone is not responding. Yes, you need to be frustrated. Someone is not doing the way we want. Yes, we have to be frustrated. Because you lost your job, you're not able to provide for your family. You need to be frustrated. But that should not cause frustration and bitterness in my heart. That should not ruin my spiritual life. That should not ruin my physical life. That is my family. And I need to see that God helps me to endure that. Okay? So if you think you're enduring, but if we are changing as per the situation, that means raise your hand and say to yourself, saying that means I am not enduring. Second thing, if enduring causing bitterness to you or to us, that means that is also not endurance. Frustration is okay. I would say these are emotions which God has given. When things have not gone right, as a family, we need to take a stand. We need to get frustrated. But that should not cause bitterness in our heart. Anger for the other person in our heart. And it should not affect our relationship, with God. Okay. So, we do not allow things to take root in our lives and produce bitterness, evil thoughts, revenge, disappointments, and unforgiveness. Okay. Because of my frustration, we are right. Okay. I'm not saying that we are wrong. Our emotions are absolutely right, leading to the right direction. But if anywhere it is causing bitterness, it is causing evil thoughts in our lives, it is causing revenge, kabhi chance milega, main isko dikhayega, disappointments, correct? And unforgiveness. There's a story, a husband and wife, anytime they used to fight, the husband sitting in the hall will hear one vessel, one utensils, broken. You'll hear the sound, cut, 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 and that the he knows ki bhai, aaj gaya, okay? So one fine day, every time they used to fight, she will go in the kitchen, one vessel, she will remove her frustration in that direction. One fine day, they had a big fight and this man was again sitting in the hall and nothing, no sound came. And this person was, maybe God has changed that person. Okay, so then the next morning, this person went and just gave a hug to her spouse and said, yesterday we had a big fight, but you did not react. I'm very happy and I'm really sorry for what I have done. So she said, don't be sorry, because what I did was, I took your brush and cleaned the toilet and I kept it so that the revenge went to the extreme level, I said, don't worry, you don't have to feel sorry for it. And I already took a revenge about it. So enduring, if anything which is causing bitterness, anything which is causing unforgiveness, anything in our lives is causing, evil thoughts, it is not from God. It is the deception which the enemy is trying to bring to break our family. This institution can make a nation and can break a nation. Family is so powerful. It can make a nation. It can break a nation. And it is always under attack. Okay? Quickly, how to endure? If there is sickness, there is a story, right? Jairus, in Mark chapter 5, is a story from the Bible. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. So what happened? This man came because her daughter was family. Okay, we are bringing family. This man came because her daughter was sick and she's going to die. And this man approaches Jesus and says, "Jesus, my daughter is sick. She is going to die. Please come." And he's a leader, okay? He has positions. He keeps everything down, his ego. He humbles himself. He keeps everything aside that what her daughter has done, or what people have done, or what they may have done, given her a good hospital facility or all that. He comes to Christ and says, help me. If we see sickness, God forbid, we see sickness in our families. But if we see, we need to endure. We need to endure that. How? Pleading to God. Lord, please help me. It should not direct us for bitterness. You know, you do the service one day. You do the service the next day. You do a service for a month. And then automatically that person becomes a burden for you. I'm talking about families, okay? Inside husband, wife, children, or our extended family. It becomes a burden for us. Kitna karne ka? 1 month we are serving. So we need to pray and we need to plead to God so that we can endure that phase. And there are many people who have been sick. Recently we had one story from one of our pastors. She had to go for a kidney transplant. They decided that she was going under dialysis, and then they decided that they will go for a transplant. And when they went for a transplant, she passed away. And during that dialysis, he was sharing for 5, 7, 8 years he served her. 7, 8 years. And he served her. He said she was bedridden, she needed help. And he was sharing that how we should persevere and endure, because we have been called to love and serve our family. So, it was so inspiring, real story. Inspiring that the way he used to say that, sometimes he has to take her, he's the one who used to do everything for her. And sometimes she used to get so frustrated because he's not able to do well for her. So he was sharing that sometimes we have to understand the frustration of the other person who is on the bed. Sometimes we think that we are doing so much for that person. But that person is frustrated because that person is not able to do so many things by herself or himself. So persevering, when there are challenges, we need to plead to God. Plead to God. Any disease, anything, we have to come. Jairus went. He brought his level down, and he knew the source, and he went. So there are people, when there is sickness, there is no God. Kya kiya bhagwan ne mere ko itna saal? Maine to bahut kiya bhagwan ke liye. And people walk back. There are people who backslide, because when they see certain things happening in life, they see, what did I get from this God? But God calls us to persevere, endure it, okay? We need to endure in that, in our family. When there is relationship crisis, God called Hosea and said, go, bring her back, live a life again with her. That is the heart for her. And enduring doesn't mean that you come to a place of, enduring means you come to a place where you are at rest and peace. And, God called for this crisis. God called him and said that, she was a prostitute. God called him and said that, and to marry. Hosea married her. And then one day she also leaves Hosea, and God calls Hosea to go back again and marry her. That's a heart of God, that every family sticks together, and because, as I said, it's an institution. It is only formed by God. It is not us. Children are the blessing of God, the Bible says. That was not our plan. It is the blessing which has come from God. Our spouse has come as a blessing from God, because God knew whom he has to give, and he gave Eve to Adam. So this institution, there is no doubt that it was all human choices or man-made. It's the Bible is very clear. This institution is created by God, and this God owns it, and God wants people inside to endure it. So in relationship crisis, we need to kind of like endure it. Try our best to reach out to people and lift them back and bring to the place of peace. And then, you know, poverty, financial crisis, you know, we need to endure it in as a family. We know this story, right? Like in 1 Kings, you know, chapter 17, verse 12 and 15. We know this story where like the widow of Zarephath, like, you know, he has a son, family, okay? And they did not have food to eat. And she was, you know, their plan was that they will go and bring all things together, bring the wood and eat and die. And that is the last money or provision which they had. But God sends a prophet and God provides, you know, for them. So even in poverty, even in financial crisis, in our family, God wants us to endure. Okay, if you look at it, their plan was that we have this food, mother and child decides that we will take this up and we will die. But God says, you are not going to die. It will be a provision for you for more. So as a family, when there are financial crises, we need to know that it's God is my source of provision. It is not my job which is my source of provision. It is not my education which has brought me to this level. There are so many people who have good job, but they don't have a provision. There are so many people who are very well educated, but they don't have a job. So it is only God who is the source of provision. So enduring poverty, financial crisis, God wants us to walk together as a family. You know, most of the issues happens in family when there are challenges is because of finances. A lot of frictions, lot of fights do happen when there are financial crises. But God wants us to trust the source. You know, if it is causing bitterness, revenge, anger, disappointment, frustration in us, and it is affecting us, that means we are not enduring it. We may pray, we may fast, we may do all that, but we are not doing it. So these three things we want to bring it: enduring sickness, enduring relationship crisis, and enduring, you know, poverty or financial crisis. And then enduring conflicts, you know, in family. We have been called to endure conflicts. We have been called that we need to endure conflicts. When there are conflicts do happen in family, we just can't just say that, like, you know, nahi chahiye. You know, that is not a case. Conflicts do happen in family. You know, there is betrayal. If you look at, you know, the life of Joseph, right? They did all that in his life. They took his, they put him in a prison. They removed his, they sold him, they removed his clothes. They sold him. He was put false charges. But you know what? When he met his brother, he says one good thing. Do I have it? Okay. So he says that all this happened because God intended this to happen. Okay. If you have your scriptures, I would love to read, like, you know, Genesis chapter 50, verse 18 to 21. If someone can help in reading Genesis 50, verse 18 to 21. Joseph, very well-known story, right? A man who saw a dream, brothers, they just took him because, like, how can he tell us that, you know, we are bowing down under him? And then they charge false things on him. They sell him. And then he goes to another land as a slave. And then he is in a prison where he's working. So many challenges. You know, his own people, own family, you know, did that against him. But in Genesis 50, verse 18 to 21, some one of us can just read this for us.
Servants. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for I am I in the place of God. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring it to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them.
So Joseph did not have bitterness. He brought the promise of God. And all this, what did he say? He said, do not be afraid. I am in the place of God. He's telling his brothers, you sold me, you did all that. He's saying, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what now being done, the saving of many lives. So this endurance of, you know, as a family, when we go through crisis, we go through, you know, financial issues, we go through financial crisis. If, you know, it is all for God's glory in the end. Nothing is there to put us down. It's always to lift us up. Okay, so if something which has caused bitterness in our lives, in our family, this is a time where we just release it and say, Lord, I come and I just give it to you. So you know, during conflicts, you know, Joseph spoke well, you know, to them. So even in our families, when there are conflicts, we speak well. We speak kindly to them. Even though they have done wrong, very bad to us, but still we say, okay, it's fine. God, you intended bad for me, but God intended good for me. Okay? In Romans 5, you know, this verse, it talks about the next one is, what if all, whatever we said does not happen. For example, if we are poor, financial crisis, there is no breakthrough which we see currently. If there is sickness, if we see, and if it is, you know, if it is not going, and there is a loss of life, what happens there? If there are conflicts and it is just going on, there is no resolution. What is it when all of this does not happen? Okay, you are endured towards it, and if things are not happening, what does the Bible say about it? So Romans 5, I'll read this for us. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Okay? All these things, if financial crisis we are enduring, it will build our character. If there is a loss, if our loved one, someone passed away, you know, it will bring. It should develop us. It will allow us to endure it. If there are conflicts, it's not getting resolved, but there should be peace. If there is nothing here, but it, instead of all this, what if all this does not happen and we become bitter, we become angry, we become frustrated, we just lose our spirit, we lose our strength, then that is what not God desires this morning. What God desires is it should produce, you know, a character and a hope, and the hope which will not put us to shame. Tell your neighbor, the hope which I have in Jesus Christ will not put me to shame. Okay, a few things I would say, you know, in this enduring phase of family, what I would say is like few things. Practical things which we can say, which has helped us, and definitely, you know, there are many things, but two things I said. Ask God for strength in this phase where we need to endure, okay? Whatever crisis, ask God. Instead of producing peace, instead of producing character, instead of producing hope, if we are producing bitterness, we are producing frustration, big problem. You know, it's a high alert, red alert for us, okay? So you have to all look at it. So ask God for strength. How do we do it? Ask God for strength and ask God to speak to us. Okay? Ask God to speak to us and ask God to strength. You know, as I said, I always ask God, whatever it is not just like I just share my experience. I always ask God, whether it is YMCA Nilshi or whether it is Hotel Peace Park, I will always ask God, God, why? And I want an answer for this even before I proceed. So God speaks and, you know, he will answer. Sometimes you need strength from God, and God strengthens us to endure it. So, you know, these are the practical things which God will definitely give us. You know, he will give us the strength. He will speak to us you know, in that phase of endurance. Don't just take a step back. You know, sometimes it's too difficult to continue, but I would maybe God is asking us like, yes, don't take a step back, move a step forward, and you know, I will strengthen you and I will speak to you. Okay, so that's a promise. And finally, we know about this woman, Susanna Wesley. Okay, we all know that they are great kind of like people who are kind of missionaries, you can say. Her son is John Wesley. We all know, and Charles Wesley. Okay, you know, if we may have gone one day near her house, we may have seen a woman sitting at the mid, around 10 children, and she had an apron on top of it. And what she would be doing is she would be praying. That was her life. Okay, if you would have been visiting her home now at this time, if she was alive. And we may have seen her small, all children playing around, doing something. And she would be the woman in midst of that, you know, putting apron. And she is, Susanna Wesley is known for? No, known for what? Anyone? Prayer. Okay. So she is known for prayer, the way she is to pray and has inspired. And definitely, you know, John Wesley, the Protestant movement, right? And then we have Charles Wesley as well. But life was not easy for Susanna Wesley. Okay? Life was not easy. She had more children than 10. Few of them died. She had a very difficulty in her marriage. Husband. You know, there are a lot of frictions. And people even say the husband was drunken. And in midst of all of this, a woman sitting, you know, down on her knees, putting an apron on her and praying for the children, praying for people. Endurance, perseverance, hope. Losing their own child, seeing the, you know, God forbid. But look at that situation. But she is a woman. On her knees, in that small place, children are running and no one will touch her. A biography you'll read, she would say, I have given my time to y'all. Now this time is for me and my God. So none of the children will even dare to come and touch her at that time. It's kind of a blanket and an apron she will put, cover herself because her children are there. Life was tough. Losing children. Losing husband, but persevering, enduring, producing great personalities of modern missionaries, John Wesley and Charles Wesley. If she would have said, God, why my child died? And if she would have said that my husband, you know, I don't have a good relationship with her, with him. How can I handle this? And the, you know, the biography says there was so much of an financial crisis at home. She was known as a woman of prayer. And she is to pray in midst of all this. What does it produce? It produced great leaders, John Wesley and Charles Wesley. You know, if you have time, you can go through her biography, both of this. John Wesley. The modern missionary who has inspired many of them, the Methodist movement, is from John Wesley. Charles Wesley, even now we sing hymns of Charles Wesley in our churches. Produced perseverance, produced hope. The hope which will not die or fade. This hope is not a fake hope. This hope is a, you know, concrete hope. Which only Christ can give us. And then we have the greater personality that is Jesus Christ. He endured on the cross. And in Hebrews 12:2 says, Jesus endured the cross for the joy which was set before him. So what allowed Jesus to do this is the joy, the hope. Which he had. So this morning, before we move out from this place, before we take this door and go out, God's heart for us is to move forward, not to take a step back. Is anywhere we have caused bitterness, frustration, instead of things which should have produced faith, we should have produced for us, you know, moving ahead, we should have produced hope, we should have moved us forward if it has taken us back. This is a time where we can just say, Lord, thank you for speaking to me. I am blessed. Okay, so with that note, we'll just pray and ask God that, Lord, you help us. You know, whenever there is a word of God which is spoken,